So, what the purpose of this foil is to try to show how we can use these derived data types to specify the messages that need to be sent in the north, south, east, and west. We have to remember, whether we're writing Fortran or C, because because Fortran stores elements in a column contiguously, and C stores elements in a row contiguously. So this is Fortran. So we're assuming the column information is stored contiguously. So, we first do the east and the west. So, for the east and the west, we're talking about columns. So, for east and the west, we actually need to transmit n-lock words from a column, and so that's contiguous data. So the data type necessary for the east and the west, which we'll call col type to remind us that it corresponds to a column, is this contiguous type, where and the number of elements, the block size, which is the count, is n lock, the type is MPI underbar real, and we'll call it col type. And we finish that because that's all we have to do for the row for east and west. For north and south, we can use the vector notation, because now these are contiguous in rows, but rows on, if you have an n log plus two, which is here called the number n log two. So if you have an n log two by n log two array, which is what we're storing this thing in, the consecutive elements in a row are stored in memory a stride of n log 2 apart, because we have to have a full column. We just have full columns, so a given element in a row is just differs by n log 2. So that's just what this vector thing allows us to do. So we have the same number, n log. We only have one word. We're only transmitting one word at this particular location, and the stride is n log 2, and we'll call this row type. And we finished it because it's so we're committed. So now we can do 4 MPI sends, and we have to stare at the picture and decide what the value of data. Remember, data was the buffer, and so that better be the place where the first data value is going to come from, because I set the initial with both contiguous and vector, we assume the first element right at the beginning. So the claim is for the west, but that is at the position 2, 2. So that's reasonable, because we have the first row and column are wasted. Those are ghost rings, not wasted, they're ghost rings. The first real value, the corner value that needs to be transmitted, is stored in the 2, 2 location. And so it says here that transmit a col type, which is contiguous, n log value starting at 2, 2, and you send it off to the west. For the east, 2 is still 2. That's the row label, but the column label is no longer 2. We need the next from the last column label, which is n log plus 1. it goes, that's the first location. Then it's a pure, then we do contiguous elements from that column. And then if you stare and think about it, you will find that for the north and the south, these are the beginning locations, and it's a type row type. So this is illustrates how that you can, with this type of arithmetic, you can certainly make the syntax of this type of algorithm a much more elegant. I believe this is clearly more elegant than other ways of doing it. And in principle, you could convert these to arrays by adding an initial displacement, which you could do using one of the other MPI type subroutine calls. You could, because this is effectively a constant location, which is a constant displacement, which you could have put up in the definitions of call type and row type. All right.